Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Rosh Hashanah, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. The Tanis Mavaya, what type of shofar we blow now on a Tainis? A curved one or a straight one? Now we've learned in Masechtas Tainis that when Yud Zayin Cheshvan comes and it still didn't rain, the Talmidei Chacham, and at that point only the Talmidei Chachamim, start fasting a series of three Tanesim, Monday, Thursday, and Monday. When Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes and it still didn't rain, Beznes Geyser another series of three Tanesim, but this time on the Tzibur. Those Tanesim are also Monday, Thursday, and Monday. However, it's Mutar B'Achila at night, the night before the Tainis. If these Tanesim pass and it still didn't rain, the Tfilis weren't answered, Bezdin is Geyser another three Tanesim on the Tzibur, Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And now already we have to stop eating the night before, just like Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. If those Tanesim passed by and Klal Yisrael's Tfilis still weren't answered yet, Bezdin is Geyser a series of seven Tanesim on the Tzibur that begin Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, and it ends on a Monday. And by these tefillahs, during Shmon Esrei, we add between the brach of Goyel and Roifei six additional brachas. That's both by Shachris as well as by Mincha. Furthermore, the Kehanim are going to blow at the end of each bracha, the end of each bracha that we add on. Now, the Iker Tekiah, the Iker blowing, is with trumpets, like the Pasuk says in Parshas Behaloyscha, Kapitel Yud, Pasuk Tes. V'chisavayu melchama ba'artzachem, alatzar hatzayr eschem, v'arayoysem b'chatzaytzreis. You shall sound short blasts of the trumpets. So the Torah commands that trumpets should be sounded, that's to be ma'oyr the tzibur, whenever the land is struck by distress, whether it's war, epidemic, or drought, rachmana litzlan. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam explains that these blasts of the trumpet are a call to tshuva and a reminder that the tzaris is a product of sin. And the Rambam says for people to interpret such problems as merely a coincidence, it just happened, is cruel. Why is it cruel? Because if people interpret things properly, they say, I have to do tshuva, I have to change my ways, and then Hashem takes away the bad gezeira. But if you don't believe to start with that the Rebbeinu Hashem is telling us something, so we don't change. So on a Tainis, we blow the Chatzais Reis. That's to wake people up to do tshuva. In the Beis HaMikdash, they also blew the Shofar. So it turns out like this. In the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah, in addition to the main Shofar, they also blew Chatzais Reis. In a Tainis, in addition to the main Chatzais Reis, they also blew Shofar. So Zakta Mishnah once again, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. With tiny eyes. During a Tainis, as we explained, two people would blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash by the six extra brachas. And what type of shofar would they use? B'shel zecharim, shofaris of rams. That's called zecharim. It doesn't mean zachar as opposed to a nekeva. But these rams were called zecharim. And why dafka by these rams? Because the horns of these rams were kifufin. They were bent. Upiv, and the mouth of these two shofaris, mitzupa kesef, were covered not with gold. Gold was on a shoshan. That was the inyan of Kavod Yom Tov. But over here, as the Gemara explains, the Torah said, don't use something which is so expensive, use silver. And there were two people that were blowing trumpets. Now we know two, because the Torah says, Chatzaitz Reis, Lashon Rab, in plural. B'yamtza, they were standing in the middle, the trumpet blowers were standing in the middle, in between the two shofar blowers. That's because the Iker Mitzvah by a Tainis, as explained, is the trumpets. Shofar Mekatzer, the shofar would blow a little shorter, the Chatzaitzes Marichais, and the trumpets longer. After the Kaila Shofar stopped, the trumpets would continue on. And that was to let people know, Shem Mitzvah Sayayim, that the Mitzvah of the day is Be'iker B'Chatzaitzes with the trumpets. So once again, we learned in our Mishnah that betainis they blew b'shal zecharim kefufin, zecharim means rams, kefufin means bent. Rashi says it's to show us that it's different than the one on Rosh Hashanah. Some say the reason that it's bent is as a sign of, we feel so bad, we were chayte, we're like embarrassed. That's how the Ritva explains it. The mouth of the shofar is covered with silver. There were two people with trumpets. that stood in the middle on a tainus. The two people with the shofaris were on the sides of them. So the trumpets were in the middle, and the trumpets blew longer. After the shofar stopped, the trumpets would continue to blow, and that's to show that the Iker mitzvah was bechatzaitzreis. Now again, the Batanur reminds us this was only in the Beis HaMikdash. Throughout the rest of Eretz Yisrael, when you had a shofar, you didn't have a trumpet. When you had trumpets, you didn't have shofaris. But in the Beis HaMikdash, you had both. And again, it's because the pasuk says, bechatzaitzreis v'kael shofar hariyu lifnei HaMelech Hashem. Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, that's in the Beis HaMikdash, you had both, the Chatzaitzreis and the Kol Shofar, but if it's Shaloi Lifnei HaMelech Hashem, you did not have both. Either you had the Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, or the trumpet, or trumpets, on Tainus. I once set up shop for one of my Rebbeim. How come the trumpets are Ma'oras Tetshuva? How does a trumpet work? You blow, and the ear goes through a narrow passageway, and as a result, it makes a musical sound. But how do you create the music? By pressing little buttons. What happens when you press the buttons? You're actually stopping the ear. So wait a second. I don't understand. If the beauty of the trumpet is the music that comes out through the ear, I blow in one side, it comes out the other side. Why would I have little buttons stopping it? And the answer is, it's those little buttons and the talent of knowing what to press and when to press that creates the music. It makes it louder, lower, it creates the different tones. It's the whole beauty of the trumpet. A lot of times in our life, we would like everything to go our way. We should never have any problems. But then we wouldn't realize that there are things that we have to fix. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo makes that sometimes things don't go our way, and we have to stop and go and stop and go. That's the music. If we have the proper emunah in Hashem and we know how to respond to these situations, that is the greatest song and the greatest shirah.